sixth perek of Shavuos. We're talking about Shavuos between litigants when they come to court. Shavuos Hadayonim Ta'ainash Dekesef Oido Shavaputa. The classic Shavuos Hadayonim is a Shavuot of Moedim Mixas. One makes a claim, another one admits the part of the claim. So the Taina, the claim has to be two kesef, and the one who's denying has to admit to at least one shava pruta, a smaller amount. There's a discussion in Machlekes Amoraim whether if the kfira has to be two kesef, or the that which he's denying has to be two kesef, or it's enough that the entire claim is two kesef and he denies part of that. Okay. Im ein ha'idami min ha'taina pata. If the that which admits to is not the same thing as that which the other person made a claim, then he's potter. The idea behind this is, there's various explanations, we'll pick one of them, is koifi b'kol is potter. If I deny everything, I'm potter. If you say that you owe me 100 pounds of wheat, and I admit to 50 pounds of barley. So basically I'm saying what your claim is, I totally deny and I'm admitting to something else. So basically in respect to the claim, it's going for Bacol. That which you admitted has nothing to do with the claim. So, Ketzad. Now, the truth is the Mishnah said two statements. It said one statement is that there has to be a certain value of the claim and the denial. And another statement is that they have to, that which he admits to has to be the same type of thing that the person claims. So, now, depending on what we said before, the question is what the ptura over here is. If you hold that there has to be a denial of two kesef, so over here is pata because there wasn't a denial of two kesef, because the claim was two kesef and he admitted to one pruta, so the denial was a pruta less than two kesef. So the reason why he's pata is because there's not enough of a denial. If you say that's enough that the claim is two kesef, so mitzad, the claim itself, everything is all right because you made a claim of two kesef. And the reason why you're potter is because kesef and pruta are considered two different minim, and therefore it's considered to not admit to that which the claim was made. Shtei kesef and pruta libi yodcha, and if yodel a pruta chayiv. So, in the case where the claim was two kesef plus one pruta, and he admitted to a pruta, he's chayiv. So, according to the first pshat, the reason why he's chayiv is because since the claim was two kesef and pruta, and he was made to a pruta, so basically he was kofer for the entire two kesef. So he was kofer for the full amount. According to the other opinion, the issue of a Mishnah is the issue of that I claim one thing and you deny another thing. Here I claim both. I claim kesef and pruta, and you admitted to one of the things. So what you admitted to was part of the claim that was made. It wasn't completely new thing. If a person says, claims, you owe me money, another one answers, I don't know anything, is potter. As we said before, koifer b'kol is potter. But if he says the claim is made that you owe me in money 100 dinrim and he admits to only 50%, 50 of them, then he's chayav. That's why he mix us. He says that you owed my father money, and he answers that I owe your father only 50 his pots of impnashu kamesha vaveda. Since the claim was not made by the person himself, he says that you owe my father, so it's not something that he has personal knowledge of, and therefore the fact that the other side admits to it is really just giving away something that he didn't have to give. If I know that you could catch me, then I'm not going to deny it. But if I said that I heard that you owed my father money, so he could get away with saying that I paid him back or whatever else, the fact that he admitted is a mesh of evade, and therefore he's potter from shul.